Writer Dennis Lehane, whose novels include Mystic River and Gone Baby Gone, has a new limited series coming today to Apple TV+. Lehane says he may leave literature behind to work in TV for good. But at first, Lehane told NPR TV critic Eric Deggans he hesitated to work on what became Blackbird.
Based on an autobiographical novel about real-life events, the series tells the story of charismatic criminal Jimmy Keane, who's told he can get a 10-year sentence erased if he gets another inmate to admit committing a string of murders of young women.
I was just adamant I didn't want to do it. I was so sick of darkness. I'd just done 3 Stephen King projects. And then I was like, prison? I don't like prison. And it's all dudes. I don't like things with all dudes.
Then Lehane got an idea. What if a central theme of the show was how destructive men's views of women could be?
I started to realize, oh my God, this is a really interesting story about where all men fall on the misogyny line. If I can make this show about the sort of weaponization of the male gaze, then I'll do it.
Blackbird is stacked with an impressive cast that includes Greg Kinnear as murder investigator Brian Miller and Taron Egerton, who won a Golden Globe playing Elton John in the biopic Rocketman, as Jimmy Keane. In one scene, an FBI handler quizzes Keane on how he'll approach accused serial killer Larry Hall in prison.
What do you think Larry Hall doesn't like about women?
How do I know?
So what good are you to me? You show me you can find common ground with this man, or you are wasting my time.
To get Hall talking about his crimes, Keane realizes he has to learn to see women as objects the way Hall does, and he has to examine his own feelings about women. The series also featured one of the last performances by Ray Liotta, who died in his sleep on May 26th. In Blackbird, Liotta plays Keane's dad as a retired, corrupt, broken-down cop. While visiting him in prison, Keane's dad expresses regret over how his bad choices pulled his son into a criminal life.
I never wanted this for you. I wanted a totally different deal.
Like what?
You know.
No, I don't.
A wife. Kids and a steady paycheck.
I couldn't have helped you if I lived that life.
I still wanted it for you.
The thing I love about Ray is, which is there was a sort of core duality at the center of him. If Ray played somebody sweet, you still felt menace. There was a volatility there. And if he played somebody dangerous, you felt a sweetness.
Lehane, who's written for TV shows like The Wire and Mr. Mercedes, says a novel to be published next year called Small Mercies will likely be his last for a while. In decades of novel writing, he says, the process has never gotten easier.
When I write a novel, I have to go into a tunnel, and that doesn't make me the greatest person to be around. With television, I can do it anywhere. I can spend the morning with my kids, I can drive them to school, and then I can go and I can work.
Ask him about the notorious stories of TV writers working around the clock in Hollywood, and Lehane responds with a quote from his old boss on Mr. Mercedes, Alec McBeal creator David E. Kelly.
David said, nobody ever had a good idea after 3. All our good ideas come between like 10 and 1. That's it. There you go.
Judging by the expansive storytelling in Blackbird, Lehane won't have to worry about coming up with strong ideas in his TV work for some time to come. I'm Eric Deggans.